Jai Shparikar, Sri Sri Guru Garanga, Sri Sri Gandharvika, Giridhari, Jiva Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa, Parivajakacharya, Varya, Ashtotara Sata, Sri Srimad, Shiva Bhakti Sundara, Govinda Dev, Goswami Maharaj, Ki Jai. Jai Srila Govinda Maharaj's Sannyas Day, Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa, Parivajakacharya, Srila Bhakti Rakak, Sridhar Dev, Goswami Maharaj, Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Bol. So we're very happy to celebrate Srila Govinda Maharaj's day when he received sannyas from his divine master and our divine master, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Oh, now I've forgotten the year. I think it was 1985. I was fortunate to be present for the occasion. And fortunate also to hear after the fire yajna was performed, Srila Govinda Maharaj came to the Srila Sridhar Maharaj's veranda, and Sridhar Maharaj had been speaking with a small group of us and glorifying his very dear disciple, Srila Govinda Maharaj, and explaining some of the extraordinary capacities of Srila Govinda Maharaj that Govinda Maharaj had exhibited in his service to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. One of the things I remember Srila Sridhar Maharaj saying was that Govinda Maharaj could hear very well and very with great attention. And on some occasion, it looked like Srila Sridhar Maharaj was speaking, and it looked like Govinda Maharaj was going off to sleep. Govinda Maharaj was sitting, but his eyes closed and his head nodding, and Sridhar Maharaj thought to chastise him. "Well, I'm speaking, but you're sleeping. Why are you sleeping?" Then Govinda Maharaj said, "No, no, I wasn't sleeping." And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, "Then what did I say?" And Govinda Maharaj repeated precisely what Srila Sridhar Maharaj had been saying. So he made note of this, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj made note of this. Govinda Maharaj had some remarkable capacity for hearing very carefully what Srila Sridhar Maharaj was speaking to him. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj also commented that whatever Govinda Maharaj wanted to do, he had the capacity to do. So if he had it in his mind to do something, then whatever that task was, it would be accomplished. And this was very obvious, and so this, of course, is the ideal example for any disciple. There's a verse: Mukam karoti vachalang pangum langhayate girim yat kripa tang hang vande shri gurun dina taranam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man, someone who otherwise can't walk, can cross over a mountain, can walk over a mountain, cross over a mountain. A blind man can see the stars in the sky, A deaf person or a mute person can recite beautiful poetry. Someone who cannot speak can recite beautiful poetry. In other words, by the mercy of the spiritual master, anything can be accomplished by his grace. And Srila Govinda Maharaj showed this, that he was able to accomplish extraordinary things by the grace of his guru. He always showed it as being the grace of his guru, Srila Bhakti Rakhat Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj had much confidence in Srila Govinda Maharaj, and from the very earliest time, when Srila Govinda Maharaj came to the Mat within 1 week of joining, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj recognized and told his godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, if I can train him, he will be the next Acharya. He will succeed me. He will be my successor, like that. And the training was took effect. Govinda Maharaj lived with Srila Sridhar Maharaj for some 40 years or so. And during that time, he served his master so obediently, as he was instructed to do by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, who told him when he came to the mat, asked him first, can you follow me and not your mind? And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, yes. Govinda Maharaj later said, I didn't know what I was saying, how much would be required of me. He said, but his Govinda Maharaj's custom was to say yes. He said that was his practice, was to say yes. So when he was first asked by the group of brahmacharis from Chaitanya Saraswat Math, who were preaching in his village, oh, will you come with us to back to our Mat, come and see Srila Sridhar Maharaj, take the darshan of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Then Govinda Maharaj said yes. So then he felt obliged. I've told him, yes, I will do that. Then he felt obliged, he will do that. And when he arrived at the Mat and he went to see Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj laid out the conditions for him to stay in the Mat. Whatever I say, you must follow that and don't give attention to your mind. And this instruction must have been repeated more than once over the course of Govinda Maharaj's service to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, because Govinda Maharaj has mentioned it in ways... that make that apparent. He said that Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj had the idea that, but sometimes my mind is telling me the right thing. So sometimes Srila Sridhar Maharaj is giving an instruction, but Govinda Maharaj is thinking, but his mind, Govinda Maharaj's mind, is telling him the right thing to do. Then shouldn't he follow his mind in that instance? But Srila Sridhar Maharaj said that is not allowed. We must always follow our guru's instruction. We must be obedient to our guru. Otherwise, we are not disciple. And we shouldn't think we can understand the mind of the guru. The guru may say something, may give an instruction. He has his own reason We hear the instruction. We may not fully understand the reason for the instruction. The reason may become apparent later. And Govinda Maharaj noted this also. Later on, we found that by following Guru Maharaj's instruction, that was the best thing. That was better than our own idea. So that is the nature of the guru-disciple relationship. If our mind was sufficient to instruct us in the best practices, then we would not need a guru. We would be sufficient in ourselves, and we would already be perfect. We would not make error. So, we're not perfect. We're conditioned souls. We recognize the fact that we're in need of help. We are suffering in this mundane world, and we cannot stop the suffering. We've been discussing the animal-like existence of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Defense. One part of defense is to take care of one's health, to defend against germs and viruses and accidents and things like this. But we cannot defend against those things. If we could, then there would be no need for doctors. There would be no medicine sold. There would be no hospitals built, and so on and so forth. So a human being who has a brain and reasoning, he understands I'm suffering, and he wants to try and find a solution to the suffering. That's what human life is for. Human life is meant to find a solution to the suffering caused by material existence, connection with the material conception embodied in ahankar, a false ego. False ego tells me I'm sufficient in myself. I don't need anyone's help. I can decide everything myself. I'm the Lord and Master of all I survey. That is ahankar. That's a false ego. The real ego, the pure ego, tells me I am insufficient. I am prone to illusion. I'm prone to mistake. I'm prone to cheating. I'm prone to being cheated by others. That means I'm defective. So, therefore, as long as we're in connection with matter meaning this ahankar, as long as this ahankar is present, then we shall try to defer to the real ego, which is giving us good advice. You are a conditioned soul. You need help. You are not sufficient. You need instruction and guidance from that plane which is beyond your jurisdiction, which is beyond your sense perception, the transcendental plane, Vaikuntha. We need to get direction from the plane of Vaikuntha. Well, that direction can only come through a representative deputed from Vaikuntha to give such direction. That means guru, that means Vaishnava, sadhu, scriptures. These things have come from that transcendental plane. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the mantra, that also, that comes from the transcendental plane. Vaikuntha Nam Grahanam. The mantra, that descends, the name, the holy name that descends from Vaikuntha, that holy name is also able to correct us, to purify us, and to give us guidance by his own potency and power of the holy name. So, guru is necessary, and who is the best disciple is the best follower of his guru. Who is showing great obedience to his guru? Who is imbibed? Who has understood the instructions of his guru? what the guru is giving, who understands that, and that he is also able to give it to others. So Srila Govinda Maharaj showed a great capacity for these things. And another thing, and so Srila Sridhar Maharaj designated him. If I can train him, he will be my successor. Now there's another thing involved with this, and that is, and it's something that we cannot exactly account for, and that is that the guru, for his at his own pleasure, designates someone. He likes this person. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj, from the very beginning, he liked Govinda Maharaj. There was some affinity there. And in a great degree, extraordinary degree. He wanted, this boy, he wanted to make this boy his successor. He could have chosen anyone. But this was his choice, his own choice. And later it became very obvious that his training was successful. Govinda Maharaj succeeded in fulfilling all the expectations that Srila Sridhar Maharaj had for him. And I'll mention something else also. So, Govinda Maharaj joined and lived as a brahmachari and took sannyas also from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. I don't know when. I haven't really heard much discussion about it, but he took sannyas when he was young, I imagine in his 20s, early 20s. But then he married. Govinda Maharaj married. And so some people who cannot understand the transcendental position of Srila Govinda Maharaj, then they have tried to make some issue of this. Oh, he left his sannyas there, as if that was some disqualification. But Srila Sridhar Maharaj never considered it any disqualification. In fact, I heard personally Srila Sridhar Maharaj comment about this, that he left his sannyas, but he never left the transcendental platform. He remained on the transcendental platform. So, I think that is sufficient. That should satisfy anyone who has any question about that point. He remained always on the transcendental platform. So when we say we're celebrating the sannyas day of Srila Govinda Maharaj, we're celebrating the day he took sannyas after his household life, in his household life, Govinda Maharaj's grihastha life. And grihastha, remember also, is ashram. It doesn't mean grihamedi, right? Not someone living as a sense enjoyer. In his grihastha life, he remained as the stalwart servant of his guru, and his guru depended upon him for that service. His guru, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, had so much affection for Srila Govinda Maharaj that he could hardly tolerate Govinda Maharaj living in Calcutta. Govinda Maharaj lived in Calcutta with his wife and family, and would visit the Mott regularly. When I came many times during Govinda Maharaj's household life, many times I went to the Mott and stayed for weeks and weeks, and sometimes many weeks. I never noticed that Govinda Maharaj lived in Calcutta. It never occurred to me. I thought he lived in the Mott. He had a room there. He had a maybe he had a small house there, one of the small houses actually where he stayed. I forget, it was quite a while ago, and the landscape and the buildings have all changed and everything since then. But my point is, he was there so much that I assumed he lived there, like the brahmacharis that lived there. Nothing else occurred to me. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj depended upon him and referred to him as Govinda Maharaj. And when we went to the Mott in those early days before Govinda Maharaj took sannyas, we saw him in white dress, household dress, or white dress for some brahmacharis also wearing white dress. I knew he was married, but I never met his wife or family. I assume they also lived there in Navadvip. I never inquired about the subject. Never occurred to me, actually, to inquire. Why? I saw here is the dedicated servant of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj, although Govinda Maharaj is in white dress, Srila Sridhar Maharaj always referred to him as Govinda Maharaj. Never anything else. I never heard any other reference to him except Govinda Maharaj. And all the brahmacharis and the other residents of the Mott, they always called him Govinda Maharaj also. And we also, everyone called him Govinda Maharaj. He was wearing white dress. He was married and had a family. He was Govinda Maharaj. That was his transcendental position. So there are instances of such things in history. We know history. Actually, I don't know very well. I'm not such a great student of these things. But so what I remember, something like this: Vyasadeva. Oh, I'm not sure. Was it Vyasadeva? I believe it was Vyasadeva. I'm remembering it as Vyasadeva. That's a better way of saying it. He was crossing some river, and he was being carried across the river by person rowing the boat, as I recall, was some beautiful lady. And some magic happened. The Vyasadeva was very attracted to this beautiful woman, and so they had a relationship, and as a result, Parashuram appeared. Parashuram was born. Now, Parashuram is an incarnation of God, an incarnation of Krishna. He's best known for eliminating the Kshatriya class 21 times. So powerful, very powerful. Kshatriya, incarnation as a Kshatriya.
You're the one with that axe?
Yes, with an axe. He carried an axe and killed thousands and thousands of Kshatriyas. Why? Because they were behaving improperly. They were becoming a burden, a nuisance, because of their bad behavior. So, for a man and a woman to have that relationship, in this, we know what that means. We think we know. What we generally think of that relationship as a fallen relationship. The woman is fallen and the man is a scoundrel, right? To have a relationship, you just meet a woman and then you have intercourse and a child is produced and you're not married, then that means scoundrel. But we don't say that Vyasadeva was a scoundrel, right? We say that this was a leela, and it was necessary for the appearance of Lord Parashuram. Part of his appearance, this is part of the pastime of Parashuram's appearance. So, those who are actually situated on the transcendental platform, they may show some behavior which for anyone else, for a conditioned soul, would be abhorrent. It would be wrong, it would be sinful, etc. And it is difficult to, how would we distinguish between the two? That is also a difficulty. How to distinguish between the activity of Nityananda Prabhu or Vyasadeva and that of an ordinary conditioned soul. Nityananda Prabhu appears at Mahaprabhu's house and there is his wife and mother and other persons, maybe Advaita Acharya and others. And Nityananda appears completely stark naked. Well, yeah, that means he was also walking there stark naked, right? And Mahaprabhu detects that there's some shock. Oh, what is this? And Mahaprabhu, gets some cloth for Nityananda Prabhu, tells him to put on some cloth. And then takes a piece of Nityananda Prabhu's coping, his loincloth, underwear, and tears it into small pieces and tells everyone, you keep this with you in an amulet, like a little, container you wear on your arm or your neck or something. And doing that will protect you from lust. It will prevent you from having lusty desires. So that person who appears mad and like some gross person walking naked around the town, that's the external appearance. But Sriman Mahaprabhu said, don't you dare think like that about Nityananda Prabhu. If you wear this cloth from his kopan, then that cloth is so powerful that it will prevent you from having materialistic ideas, lusty ideas, mundane idea. Same with the pastimes of the gopis, Krishna and the gopis. Young boy, young girls, married and unmarried girls, both. And they are meeting in the middle of the night and dancing and showing affection and to the full extent. And the Bhagavatam itself, Vyasadeva or Shukadeva is telling us himself in the Bhagavatam, that one who reads these pastimes with the proper understanding of them, that he will be saved from lusty desires. He will be protected from misunderstanding. And of course, we know also that most people hear about these pastimes of Krishna with the gopis and they don't understand. And they think, your God, Krishna, he is a low-class person. He cannot be God because he's behaving like a low-class person, having affectionate relationships with many girlfriends. So that is low class. So our God is great. He's not low class like that. Our God is a moral God. Our God sits on a great throne in the sky and passes judgment on everyone. People like you who have this idea of God. So they think what is sinful for us is sinful for God. But they don't understand. It's not the same. What is sinful for us is because God says it is sinful. But he makes the rules. He's not subject to any rule, by himself and for himself. He is transcendental. He is beyond this mundane creation. It is his creation. So in his creation, he gets to set the rules. When you're in the prison house, the warden gets to set the rules. The government sets the rules. The state sets the rules. Right? The prisoners don't make the rules. Then it's not a prison house. In the prison, in the jail, the police, the legislature, the government, they set the rules. They say it'll be like this. And they don't have to follow those same rules. If they say every morning you'll be searched before you can go to the mess hall to take breakfast, then that's the rule. But the warden doesn't have to be searched every morning before he goes to take his breakfast, right? That's the way it is. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's by himself and for himself. He makes the rules. And we follow those rules, and we have to also understand that he's not subject to any of our thinking. He can do as he likes. So when Srila Sridhar Maharaj says that Govinda Maharaj always remained on the transcendental platform, those who have faith in Srila Sridhar Maharaj will accept, oh, Srila Govinda Maharaj was always on the transcendental platform. We accept that. Final. So, nevertheless, Srila Sridhar Maharaj wanted the acharya of his mission to be a sannyasi for the he wanted that to be the and it was very important to him. And Govinda Maharaj didn't want to take sannyas for a couple of reasons after his married life. One, he was so humble, and he was thinking that he is not qualified. And two, he was thinking if he takes sannyas, then his guru, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, he will leave this world. Because Srila Sridhar Maharaj was very clear that he wanted Govinda Maharaj as his successor. And one of the first signs at this point that Govinda Maharaj would be his successor is that Govinda Maharaj would leave his household life and take sannyas. The next first sannyas, one step, next step, successor to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And next step, Srila Sridhar Maharaj disappear, leave this world. So Govinda Maharaj didn't want his Srila Sridhar Maharaj to leave this world. He was very disturbed by that idea, of that prospect. And so he didn't want to do anything which would make that easier for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So that was one reason also he refused. And another reason also, he said he knew the weight of the position of successor. This is a very heavy weight, and he wanted to avoid that also. again, in his humility, thinking himself not qualified.
One question. Isn't India, sannyas and brahmachari just normal steps in preliminary living for most people?
No. In the Vedic times it was, but not in modern times, not for hundreds and hundreds of years.
But in Vedic times it used to be, you become a brahmachari, how you learn how to live in a house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you learn how to live a spiritual life.
Okay.
So, at any rate, Srila Govinda Maharaj had transcendental reasons for avoiding the taking of sannyas, but he also had a transcendental reason for accepting it. And he stated that when Srila Sridhar Maharaj was insistent, now you must do it, then his disciple Srila Govinda Maharaj said, I am your goat, you may cut off my head if you want to, so whatever is your desire, then I am here to fulfill that. I have no other purpose except to fulfill your desire. And he accepted that. And that was accepted on this day. And everyone knew that that was an indication, not only that when Govinda Maharaj accepted sannyas, that he was sure to be the next acharya of Chaitanya Saraswat Math, the successor to Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. And that would be the fulfillment of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's transcendental desire to see Srila Govinda Maharaj as his successor, become his successor. So everything was done during the lifetime of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Srila Sridhar Maharaj gave his chair, the chair of the Achari of Chaitanya Saraswat Math, he gave that chair to Srila Govinda Maharaj. You sit in this chair and you do the initiations from this day forward. After Govinda Maharaj's sannyas, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj told everyone clearly, from this day forward, all the initiations, first initiation, Harinam, mantra, sannyas, everything will be done by Govinda Maharaj. And those who took initiation in that way, they will be disciples of Srila Govinda Maharaj.
When you become a sannyas, when you become a brahmachari, they don't do yajna form?
Yajna.
Yajna?
Oh, that's a question for another time. Today we're discussing, you can ask afterwards, but let me just finish this discussion about Srila Govinda Maharaj's sannyas. So, so Srila Govinda Maharaj gave Srila Sridhar Maharaj his greatest transcendental happiness. Srila Sridhar Maharaj wanted to see Govinda Maharaj installed as the next acharya, and he got to see that within his lifetime, and feel secure that his mission, his teachings would be continued under the direction of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And also that those who wanted connection with him, with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that they would get that connection by taking initiation and instructions from Srila Govinda Maharaj. And we saw also that my personal seeing, that that Srila Govinda Maharaj was fully capable and possessed all of the necessary attributes to satisfy the most critical person that he was in fact the proper successor to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and that his instructions, his direction, were non-different from those of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And because of that, even earlier during Srila Sridhar Maharaj's lifetime, Srila Sridhar Maharaj sometimes told his disciples, who would be a little confused, because sometimes their guru is there, Srila Sridhar Maharaj is present, but Srila Govinda Maharaj is the manager of the mat. So sometimes it happens that the manager says to do something and they heard that their guru had told them to do something different. And having this question, they asked Srila Sridhar Maharaj about it, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, if I say one thing and Govinda Maharaj says another, then you follow Govinda Maharaj. So, there's no question about who to follow, either then or now. So, it was a very happy day of celebration. Srila Govinda Maharaj, although reluctant, he also showed a happy demeanor after taking sannyas. And I was present, as I said, a witness to this. And we all felt very happy to see also Srila Sridhar Maharaj's happiness. Srila Sridhar Maharaj was exceedingly happy. Therefore, we were happy. Govinda Maharaj was happy. Everyone was happy. And we're still happy. So we are celebrating today. A happy day of celebration. No, nothing else is really occurring to me to say. Every year, on this day, I would call Srila Govinda Maharaj and make some remarks to him, expressing my happiness that he has fulfilled the desires of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and thereby he fulfilled all of our desires also. We all became happy to see that his acceptance of sannyas. So I'll stop there. And now, if there's a question, now you can ask your question.
When you say enthroned, when you say his day of sannyas, what do you mean? Do you mean that they do a ceremony for him? Do they do any kind of ceremony for him?
Yeah, was there a ceremony? Yes, when for a sannyas is an initiation, and it's an important initiation. Every initiation is important, but yes, there's a fire yajna. For Harinam, when one receives the Hare Krishna mantra from the guru, and the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't do fire yajna for that, and neither did Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Srila Swami Maharaj did, I don't know if every time he did, sometimes there was, I believe, fire yajna for that. I don't even I'm sure there was. But for Brahman initiation, Gayatri Mantram, not Gayatri Mantram actually, Mantram is, well, Brahma Gayatri is given at the time of the fire yajna, but the full Mantram is given by the Guru directly, personally and privately. And the same for sannyas. And at the time of sannyas, much like when you took Gayatri Mantra, and you received the mantram, but then you received, then we had a fire yajna, and then you received the sacred thread and so forth. So sannyas, something like that also. And there's a sannyas mantram which is given to the disciple. The sannyas, the cloth, the saffron cloth of a sannyasi, the danda, those are given by the guru to the disciple. Fire yajna is done to solidify the, to show the importance of the event. And to invoke auspiciousness also for the initiate.
I have one more question. The, you said that you wanted a, not burfi, but sandesh or something?
Yes, yes.
For one, for Friday?
For tomorrow, for tomorrow. Celebrating Srila Sridhar Maharaj's appearance.
So how much milk is needed?
Okay, this is not a class question. This is. Any other questions, philosophical? Regarding anything I've said or any ideas?
I just wanted to know what the actual physical, you know, the actual, the service involved with it.
For sannyas?
Yeah, you told me about it.
Okay, anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. All right, Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Sannyas Day celebration ki jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Granga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Srila Bhakti Rakak Sriradev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Itai Gaur Premanande Haribol. Gaur Haribol.